Chapter 4. The gun didn't discharge. It wouldn't work for him because the kid wasn't authorized to use it. It had been programmed only for the people in the group. The boy threw the gun on the sand and ran away. Orla started to rush after him, but Lorkin held her back.
Let him go.
He shot at us! The kid shot at us! He didn't shoot at us, he shot at Roy, Maury said. Roy pushed Maury off of him and grabbed her shoulders.
Never, ever do that again, Maury. Do not jump in front of me to block an attack.
Roy's eyes sparked with fury. Maury waved her arms in the air in frustration. You never know what's coming at you, she growled and walked away.
Why did the kid shoot at me? Do I look like the kind of thug who would harm a kid?
Roy asked Lorkin and Orla. On the contrary. You're as beautiful as a character straight from Japanese comic books. The thing is, even the bad guys in those comic books are sinfully gorgeous. Maybe you look like a character from the dark side, Roy. Orla grinned.
Not helpful, Orla.
And since when do you read Japanese comic books? Lorkin asked. I don't read them. There aren't many words. Mainly pictures. Lorkin waved his arms in frustration.
Orla!
All right, but my point remains. Roy might look similar to some dark character that scared the kid.
He wasn't scared. He shot at me with hatred, with conviction, Roy said.
Lorkin nodded.
Roy's right. The boy wasn't scared. What could raise such vicious emotion in a boy who's, what, barely 10 years old?
Lorkin shook his head. It has to do with his family. Orla looked down at the sand where the boy had stood before. She said that more to herself than in response to Lorkin's question. As a part of her training in sorcery, her family had tried to bring up evil spirits in her since she was as young as 6 years old. Orla felt a tug at her arm and saw Lorkin had grabbed hold of her hands. He pulled her into his arms. He said nothing, but she knew he could read what she was thinking.
Maury found something,
Roy said, and ran toward Maury. Maury was crouching, examining something on the ground. Orla and Lorkin followed Roy. As they approached, she was staring at a small piece of black rock peeking through the